This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also on MeWe and Gab, the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And then, don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now this morning is Amanda Mackey. She's an attorney and a former candidate for Congress. And good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Captain?
Not too bad. Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance with us?
I would love to.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Amanda, I'm going to pick up with you where we left off here before the top of the hour. And Chris Markowski and I were talking about immigration. We didn't really finish the point. What do we need to do? Here's my question, since you're an attorney and you know more about this than I do from a legal standpoint. What do we need to do to keep these people that keep coming from El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras to America? How can we keep them there? I know there's a whole bunch of people there that they don't make a lot of money, or if they even have a job, or they have so many pennies a day, that sort of thing. It's really terrible because you got people that have money and people don't have anything. How do we keep them there?
Well, you know, the policies that President Trump put in place were effective. They were tough. He took a tough stance on immigration and a tough stance on protecting our homeland. But it was fair to say we're going to build a wall, because look what they're doing right now. They're finding, obviously, openings where the wall has not been continuously built.
Yep.
They're dropping 4- and 5-year-old children, as young as 4- and 5-year-old children, over the, you know, walls that they have. So the wall is important, but it's not the only thing that you can do. So if you have the wall, that's one line of defense. The other is to push people back to the you know, remain in Mexico policies, where people have to go back and wait their turn, not catch and release, not allowing people to, you know, basically get a bus ticket and go somewhere here, because that's in essence what's happening. I was at a meeting last week where our local sheriff was here, and people were talking about how these people are now in Orlando. They get to Texas, they come to where their families are, and if the policies allow for people to be released in the United States, they're going to go to where their families are. And so you're going to have this mass migration that happens. And I'm going to tell you my position on this is that I believe when you come through our porous borders And our laws are so lax, just the way Joe Biden wanted. Now think, what did Joe Biden do within hours of being sworn in? He undid all of President Trump's immigration policies, because if you have people that come here thinking, well, Biden helped me get here, then for years and decades to come, you have a group of people who are beholden to the Democrats,
yep.
Especially in states like Texas and Arizona that are typically Republican, that would then become Democrat. They would become Democrat strongholds. And if they get Texas, we will never, Republicans will never win the presidency again.
Yep.
That is what is scary about all of this.
I agree. Now, the thing of it is years ago, we had at least one blue jean plant that was down there. I told you I thought it was Bluebell, had moved down there to, I believe it was the Honduras, and they had people working there. And then they got sold to somebody, and then they moved everything into Mexico, and then they actually moved one of their plants to Vietnam to make blue jeans over there. People probably don't even realize that. But that was one way that we kept the people there, because they at least were able to make an income that they didn't have to worry about whether or not they'd have another dollar or two more than what they were making a day, which was a couple of bucks a day or whatever.
There will never be enough jobs to keep the thousands of people that want to come. I mean, our border crisis is just getting worse. In February, we had 100,000 migrants come to our southern border. We've now doubled that.
172,000 last month. 172,000.
Right. And we are on pace. We are at over 560,000 since the beginning of the year. That means we will have over 1 million. Are there 1 million jobs we can give people at a blue jeans factory? Number one, we need to protect our jobs here. And we want to make sure there are jobs for people here in America. We shouldn't be concerned about jobs there, but there are never going to be enough jobs that we can provide people that will not entice them to come to the United States. So long as there are family members here that they have, there will always be chain migration. If people are desperate enough to send their children here, this isn't necessarily about, you know, just a job. It's about getting people to America. That's what they want.
All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. And by the way, every hour, folks, 100 people come across that border legally and or illegally. 100 people every hour. Think about that. I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Brooke, for Brooke Talks America, and you'll meet her tonight down there at Tea Party Manatee at the 12th birthday party. She's going to be there with Colonel Jim, so you folks come on up and say howdy howdy to her and howdy howdy to the Colonel, and I'll be there as well. I'm the master of ceremonies tonight down there for the 12th anniversary party of Tea Party Manatee. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle in South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, Northeast, into the Midwest. And even one father, and I'll never forget this, who drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, to Newport Richey to buy a brand new car that she wanted and drive it down to her at the University of Tampa where she was going to school. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you just can't beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles of all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Oh, they got them. And they're commanding a great resale value, too. By the way, want to sell your vehicle? Bring it to Moss. Let them appraise it and give you an offer that you might not be able to refuse, and then you can upgrade your ride while you're there. By the way, Moss Nissan also happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty veterans, military and veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal for themselves. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation, and you can check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Take a test drive, and when you do, you will be hooked. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan at Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're online
at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a white gloves treatment. Okay, back to Amanda Mackey from, she's not only an attorney, but also she has run for Congress and is a GOP consultant. And your website is AmandaMackey.com. We'll get into the spelling here in a little bit. Now, I want to mention something and lead it into Georgia. Are you ready?
Okay.
The self-proclaimed Marxist by the name of Patrice Khan Colores, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, was part of the group that collected anywhere from $90 to $100 million. We're not exactly sure how much. But she has gone on a state-buying binge lately. There are at least three, maybe four, that she's bought in the last 6 months to 7 months. And while I'm not against anybody taking part of free market capitalism, when you take money in for one reason and you spend it to buy estates on the other reason, isn't that duping the people you were taking the money from?
I would say so. You know, this isn't about self-enrichment. This is about, you know, what their movement should be. I quite frankly, would rather, you know, not see the BLM movement at all because I believe what they're doing is wrong. I mean, they've taken an entire block of Washington, D.C. They go out and, you know, violate curfews and put police officers in danger. And, you know, I'm quite frankly, you know, this should show the world, because they are collecting funds from all over the world, that they've pulled the wool over the eyes on you. So, but, you know, let's talk about Georgia. Talk about Georgia. You know, you basically have, these companies bending to the woke culture, and these corporations are, in essence doing the bidding of Stacey Abrams, Chuck Schumer, because I've said all along, the Georgia law and the lies that it has been predicated on, the lies about the law, that is really about pushing a national election reform law that Democrats want to push to be able to control elections for years and decades to come. I mean, this is like a theme. We keep talking about it over and over again because that's exactly what the Democrats want to do. If they can pass their national agenda by using the bait of Georgia and lying about it by saying, oh, it's going to restrict voting laws, tell me how it restricts voters. Tell me how it restricts voters from being able to vote. It's giving Saturday voting, Sunday voting. It is mandating 17 days of early voting. President Joe Biden's state of Delaware, a Democrat state, doesn't require a single day of early voting. They want to keep talking about, well, you can't give out water. When was the last time you were at your polling place and they gave you water or food?
Never.
That's not what people do. That's not what poll workers are supposed to do or campaigns are supposed to do. Because why? Federal law has spoken on this. No electioneering, no campaigning within 150 feet of a voting site. Federal law has been clear on this. How the Democrats and Stacey Abrams and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have managed to turn this around and make it about race is really remarkable. But at the end of the day, what we need to remember is if they can push this narrative and get the corporate world to be behind them, if they can push this narrative that this is a racist law and that's why they need to push a national federal law that would reverse all this racism, this Jim Crow, all this stuff, this nonsense they've been talking about, mm-hmm. then they can push their national election law. Now, let me tell you about the national election law. Every dollar that someone gives, they will match by six of your taxpayer dollars mm-hmm. to candidates that you have no choice about who they're giving money to. They are going to match that contribution by six times the contribution based on this election law they want to push. Mail-in balloting will be required in all 50 states. They will take California's worst election laws and impose it on all 50 states, like ballot harvesting. I've talked about ballot harvesting before. Yeah. Let me tell you what ballot harvesting is. It is allowing a third party to go door to door, apartment to apartment, and collect ballots. Now, what if that house has a Trump flag in front of it? What if that house, they give them the ballot? Do you think that chain of custody of that ballot would be known, would be followed, would be traced? Of course not. Mm-hmm. That's not a requirement. Just that a third party can pick up your ballot and drop it off for you. Well, let me tell you what happened in California in 2018 to a woman named Young Kim. Young Kim now serves in Congress. She got elected in 2020. But in 2018, she was up 14 points on election night. By a week later, she lost by 3 points to Gil Cisneros, a Democrat, when the provisional ballots came in and when the ballots that were harvested came in. Riddle me that. Explain to me how that works. That's what the Democrats want to push on the national level.
Now,
and that is what is scary about this, but they're using Georgia as the bait.
Orange County, California, where our good friend Kyle Warren lives, they lost two of their congressmen because of this. But in this last election, 2020, they actually won the seats back.
Yeah.
But the votes got very close towards the end of the voting process.
Well, look, this is about keeping elections because we know the Democrats can't win elections on their own. In the United States, 40% of Americans, whether they're Democrats, Independents, or Republicans, are conservative. Their values are conservative. 20%, half of Americans believe they are liberal, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. We know we're right on the issues. We know we can win on the issues because more Americans, regardless of how they align politically, they are conservative. And so if Democrats can't win on their own, they're going to do what? Court packing. What did Joe Biden do last week?
Yeah.
He set up a commission because this is where they're going.
It's bipartisan.
It's bipartisan in name only.
3-1. They're outnumbered. The Republicans are outnumbered 3-1.
The two people who are leading, the two attorneys who are leading this commission,
mm-hmm.
are both Obama era attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm not. Don't believe a word they say. So they're going to push this commission.
Okay.
They are also going to try to have D.C. statehood. Asked at a hearing of the mayor of D.C., who are these senators that
to
are...
To be continued. You'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it, and we'll continue going. And thank you very much. Have yourself a great day, kiddo.
Thank you.
All right. That's Amanda Mackey. Her last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. Go there, check out her website, see all the different things that she has to offer. And she'll be back tomorrow to continue.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota authorities arrested about 40 people after protesters, looters, and police clashed for a second night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department in defiance of the city's curfew and demanded justice for Dante Wright, a 20-year-old man fatally shot by police during a traffic stop. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz imposed a curfew from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. local time. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there are all kinds of locations around Florida where I'm talking right now to my affiliates. So check out the green Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Now, tonight, can't say it enough. Going to be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms Pavilion, which is out back behind the store in the northeastern corner. You'll see it when you pull in the park. All you got to do is park around the back or park around the corner or park towards the rear, the northern end of the facility, and you'll see it. It's in the northeast corner. Going to be all decked out, all decorated up. Can't wait, because this is going to be the Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary. And every year they get better, bigger and better. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. We're going to have some special guest speakers there. I will be the master of ceremonies. Sam Sorbo, who happens to be Kevin Sorbo's wife. He's the movie actor that is famous for doing the Hercules movies and the Hercules television show. Trevor Loudon, conservative pundit and author, will be there. We'll also feature the Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck meal, where you can get a little bit of anything that's there. It's all good. I mean, the ladies really know how to cook. I'll tell you what, and a slight donation would be asked for on that. We'll have a silent auction, too, where if you have an item you want to bring for the silent auction, all you got to do is bring it, because all proceeds from the silent auction will go to Tea Party Manatee's War Chest for endorsed candidates. So that's tonight, and we're going to start at 6, so get there around 5, 5:15, 5:30, no later than 5:30, so you can grab yourself some food and then sit down, have a seat,
and listen to what's going to be said and done, especially the speakers. You're going to really appreciate it. Now, the event's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to stick by a schedule, so we're not going to run over, but we will be there from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is Mixon's Fruit Farms, the Pavilion out back, northeast corner, 2525 27th Street East, Bradenton, Florida. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun at these things, so hope to see you there. All righty. We had the story last week of the two Yemeni men that were arrested by the Border Patrol, identified on the FBI's terrorism watch list. And that was what the title of the Customs and Border Patrol press release read. But by Tuesday morning, the press release had been removed from the CBP website, and it has not been republished. Now, a link to the original press release shows up as an access denied page with a note stating you are not authorized to access this page. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now, enter into the mix the Democrats. Any Democratic administration will always bail out people as they just did recently. There's no penalty for being irresponsible as long as the voters keep voting these people in. In the meantime, the middle class is going south, literally and figuratively. Many people are moving south. Where are they going? A lot of them are coming to Florida. A lot of them. Now, Pennsylvania, long known for having problems with their voter rolls, as they did in 2020, had to be sued to agree to remove the names of 21,000 dead citizens from the voter rolls. Some of them voted in the election. Not all, some. And they had to be sued to get the names removed, which they're in the process of doing now. By the way, you heard me talking with, I don't know if it was Chris or if it was Amanda, about the 172,000 illegals that came in across the border that were apprehended in March. This is like unlike anything we've seen before, said the Border Patrol. 172,000 illegal immigrants in March. They're averaging 100 per hour coming over the border. 100 per hour. Legal and illegal. And they don't all get caught. And, of course, Joe Biden's push on gun control is distracting from the border crisis, which is what they actually want to do. The new alarming numbers detailing a historic migrant crisis on the southern border that I just told you about. Well, they're looking for something to sidetrack that, and that's what they think they've got with the gun control issue. Certainly gets your mind, doesn't it? And a New York Times columnist, who's certainly not a Trumper, an anti-Trumper, has called on Joe Biden to finish the border wall. Have you heard anybody say that? Well, it's true. It's true. And by the way, a majority of the Americans in a poll view the cancel culture as a threat to freedom. You heard me right. A threat to freedom. Now, 64% believe that the cancel culture is a threat. 36% do not. That 36% is consistent with the number of Democratic voters who have not taken over, that they've not taken over our government, so they believe. By the way, Biden's new CDC director declared racism a public health epidemic. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, is running around saying that the interstate highway system is racist. Wonderful. I guess he wants to drive free on the freeways, the toll roads, something. These people, they're just, their minds, you got to wonder. And by the way, Boeing's infamous 737 plane has a new issue, and 16 airlines are being told to ground their planes. Some of these jets have a potential electric issue, and they're being recommended to not be flown. Boeing. Here we go again, right? And not to be outdone, Republican attorney generals planning to mount legal challenges now to the Biden agenda, 31 states and counting. It appears that President Joe Biden's effort to ram his agenda through using executive orders isn't going to go unchallenged at all. According to a recent report, Republican attorney generals in various states are preparing to launch a series of legal challenges against the White House to oppose many of the numerous executive orders that the president has now issued. And no one should be surprised. And good morning, George. I see George the Godfather just chimed in. Good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. I guess we'll see him tonight down in Bradenton. Oh. Oh, okay. He's coming over to lunch at Mission Barbecue. Okay, George, great. And you'll enjoy Mixins down there tonight. That's going to be a good event. Also, good morning to everybody in the chat room. Let me see if I can figure out who's in there real quick. Whole bunch of people. Got to open up the window to see it because that's the way it works here. But good morning to everybody who's in the chat room. Let's see. Jeff is in there. Amanda's in there. Sam the Paperman's in there. Bill's in there. Lenny Cape Cod's in there. Bill Bunkley's in there. Hello, Bill. Chris Markowski's in there. Tammy Martin. Patrick, the 40-year-old private, is in there. Sony up in Wisconsin. And 62 other people. If I want to open up the page, I can find out who they are. But hello to everybody in the chat room. We have a lot of fun in there. A lot of people in there. Always. But anyway, just remember, a lot more coming with Biden and the Wild Bunch. And the Democrats actually won 80% of their legal challenges when Donald Trump was president. So we'll see what happens right now and see what the Republicans can do. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, you know, last night, folks, it wasn't just about Minnesota, where the police were kept real busy with the protesters that were out there and rioters, if you will. 40 people were arrested in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. But there were demonstrations all across the United States and major cities last night. This is all part of the continued concerted effort by the likes of Black Lives Matter and others. It is something that's going to continue and get bigger. And I, like everyone else, believe that regardless of the verdict in this Minnesota police officer's trial, Minneapolis' trial, I believe that they're going to set fire and riot across the country. I don't believe that it's going to keep anybody happy. That's my opinion. I can't prove anything that I'm saying. I just feel that way because I think that they just want to go out there and raise hell again just for the simple reason that they can do it, and who's going to stop them? Now, the riots erupted in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, of course, on Monday night for the second night in a row after police released the body camera footage of the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. Law enforcement seemed to deem Wright's death a tragic accident right off the bat after an officer accidentally deployed her service gun instead of a taser. She actually thought that she was firing her taser. Now, officials investigating Wright's death have indicated that they support firing the officer who shot him after she was put on administrative leave, but they have to go through the formality just to make sure. Now, earlier, local officials reaffirmed a commitment through protecting peaceful protests, but an eruption of violent riots, which occurred as of the evening that progressed out on Monday night. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon said that ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, and the destruction to our pharmacies do not qualify as peaceful protests, and that's exactly what happened on Monday night, once again with the recently released body footage that showed the accidental discharge of the officer's service weapon. Now, there were reports of some gunshots fired last night in Brooklyn Center, and even though the people were told to go home, they didn't. So this is going to continue until they decide they don't want to do this anymore. Because, again, who's going to stop them? Now, the National Guard is there, but they're, of course, in the background. They're not up front. And the state police are there, and they are the enforcers. They're the ones who go out onto the street, not the local police. And they get out there, and they just clear the street. I saw them do it last night, saw them do it the night before, and I believe they were the ones that made the arrests for the most part. Now, yesterday, news broke that somewhere around 100 to 120 companies had joined a private conference call to discuss how to combat red states that dare have reasonable regulations around voting. This is, of course, all stemming from the lies surrounding Georgia's recent election reform law. The companies involved included such mainstays as Coca-Cola, United Airlines, Walmart, AMC Theaters, and Aflac. Apparently, this entire confab was put together by Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a Yale professor. And as per our usual arrangement, this garbage does start out in our Ivy League schools. Now you know. So let me explain how this works. The woke activists get the leaders of these companies on a call and basically let them know that if they don't bend the knee, that things will get worse for them. Donations and proclamations are theft made while Republicans, who have long been the only thing standing in the gap for the big businesses, get spat on. Now, I guess those morons don't know what cancer culture is, because telling woke corporations that they can't stomp on Republicans anymore is not cancel culture. Rather, it's telling them to take a hike and go enjoy their new friends. Then you can see how that works out for them, wealth tax and all. Somebody needs to wake these companies up, and there's a couple different ways to do it. One is not to buy their products, and two is to ignore them altogether. Now, if they don't like the voting laws that are there in these different states and all that stuff, how about if they just try this? How about if the Republicans just call up Joe Biden and say, okay, here's what we're going to do on your infrastructure bill, your tax bill. We want you to tax the Fortune 500 companies only. Leave the little guys alone, and if you do, you'll have our support. What do you suppose would happen then? What do you suppose would happen then? Holy smokes. But it's an idea. It's an idea to see what would happen. By the way, I've gotten some letters this week about different things we talked about. I've got one here from RBL in Toledo, Ohio. He says, every month I see what's said and don't see anything that isn't so. Since the vote doesn't work and I see no suggestions, here's how we're supposed to do anything about it, and I only think the same thing over and over again. Years from now, someone will ask, where were you when the country fell? And we'll all be able to say, is we stood by and watched. Well, RBL, if you've been listening to this program for a while, I've been telling you that right here, right now, today, this day, the 13th of April, 2021, we need to decide right now, every one of us, that we're going to get involved and do something, whatever we can do, to help keep America great. Now, that can be joining a political party, that can be joining a political group, that could be joining a fraternal group, whatever. But get in, get involved, and damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. Now, here's another email from Pam in St. Louis. Pam says, obviously, this is a most informative, excellent set of circumstances that stirs emotions if you believe in freedom. If you know our Lord and realize that we're seeing those exposed evil souls wanting to follow Satan's plans for human souls, in my opinion, the populace needs to go against all their demonic agendas till they are finally arrested or worse when God interferes, in my opinion. Well, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. So we continue to fight, all of us. By the way, Elsa, Joplin, Missouri, an important way of looking at the lockdowns is look at the impact. See the effect as the intended effect. Business destruction, mental health destruction, economic devastation. It depends on who you are, what effect you intend. Yes, it's for the greater good, according to the desire of those engineering this, not our greater good. Couldn't agree with you more. And then finally, from CW in Newport Richey, Florida. The only reason we're not already signing on to the CCP's UN takeover is because we had the great man, may God bless him, President Donald Trump. He alone was holding this takeover back for the world's people and good people. Now as Russia's military sits on the Ukraine border again, China, Cuba, Iran are all getting militarily stronger by freeing, moving in on free nations. We have to do something. We need our real president back. We need God's blessings, love, and strength with us. We need our heroes to step up for God's people. Well, if you want the president back, you're going to have to wait till 2024 if he decides to run again. And we don't know. Nobody knows. Now, we can hope he will, but we don't know for sure. And if he does, I'm voting for him. All righty. I hear the music in my ear. I look forward to seeing everybody that can attend the Tea Party Manatee 12th birthday celebration down there at Mixon Farms tonight. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Not only are you going to be able to enjoy Sam Sorbo, but also Trevor Loudon and yours truly. Come on down. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the people. I'll see you all tonight, or I'll see you at lunch at Mission Barbecue. God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.